More good news for
Okay, tell me.
Dewey's going to get the ball back to start the second half.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me an update score from St. Louis.
No, it's not over yet, but the fat lady's tuning up. She's going to sing here any minute.
4-0 Cardinals on top of the Chicago Cubs. Here's the kick. It's a squid kick, and Dewey has it. Oh, the ball comes loose. And I think Kellyville's picked it up.
Yep. I think Cole Hawkins was going to try to take that for 6 points. He caught it on the fly. As he got past the first wave, somebody stripped him. He fumbled the ball, and it's going to give the ball back to Kellyville.
Dadgummit, that's a tough break here for Dewey, as Kellyville will have the ball in Dogger's territory, first and 10 from the 47-yard line. Really, to be serious right now, I think this has to be Dewey's second half in order to come back in this ballgame.
Yes, sir. They've got to come out and get this victory. It's a very important district game, as we alluded to in the top of the show. So here we go, first and 10 Ponies.
McDougal with a shotgun formation and play action. McDougal now rolls to his left, still rolling, now throws, and the pass is incomplete with his intended receiver on the left side. And I believe that was, I'll try to get it here for you, it's a new guy, we've not called his name, Brendan Stites was the intended receiver.
Yes, sir. First time they've tried to get the ball down to Stites, and it falls incomplete. That'll bring up second and 10 for the Ponies.
So it'll be second and 10 from Dewey's 47. Handoff this time is
Hutchins again
down the middle to the 45-yard line. And again, Travis Owens there on the stop. About a two-yard gain that'll make it third and 8 from the 45-yard line.
Just have to contain McDougal in the pocket and make him throw to his right. He's got two wide receivers out to the right, two backs in the backfield and the shotgun.
Here's a shotgun formation. Hudgens again sweeps to the right to the 40, and that's where he's down out there at the 40-yard line. Brandon Phelps.
He picked up 5 but needed 8, so that's going to bring up a fourth and about a short 3, Adam.
So again, underway here in the second half, 19-12 favor of Kellyville. A huge stop right now for Dewey, 4th and 3, and Kellyville will go for it on a shotgun formation for McDougal. McDougal throws to his left, and the pass is caught at the 28-yard line. It's his favorite receiver, Carson Blevins.
Just a little 12-yard slant, and we just couldn't get a man in front of him. And that's 200 yards passing on the night for McDougal.
Shotgun formation for McDougal. Hand off to Blevins, actually quarterback keeper. Runs to the left, to the 25, breaks one tackle to the 20, to the 18-yard line. He's very close for the first down.
Looks like they're going to mark him just shy of it, Adam. So a gain of 9, 2nd and 1.
So a gain of 9 for the quarterback, Dakota McDougal. And it'll be 2nd and short. It'll be 2nd and 1 from the 17. Actually, from the 19, excuse me. 10:20 to go in the third quarter. Kellyville 19, Dewey 12. Shotgun formation. Handoff is to Blevins again, and he'll have the first down to the 16-yard line.
Got about 2.
Again, Brandon Phelps there on the tackle. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 16-yard line for Kellyville. It's in Dewey's territory after Dewey fumbled on the opening kickoff. Two wide receivers to the right side. Shotgun formation. McDougal throws to his right. It's caught at the 15-yard line. Good defensive pressure there by Hunter Brewer, who made the tackle.
And that Blevins kid, one more time, he's got great hands. He went up and got that one. Short game, though.
You know, you make a good point, though, Tim. Kellyville not really fancy of their on the offense, but when they do make plays, they do make plays.
Oh, yeah, they've got good athletes.
And they've got some youngsters on this roster that will certainly they'll keep an eye on. 2nd and 10 from the 16-yard line. McDougal now rolls to his left this time. He's going to throw it to the left as a man wide open the end zone, and he goes out of bounds. He has his foot out of bounds on the left side.
We got flags down, Adam.
And they got a flag on the play. The intended receiver was Casey Williams. And it's going to be against Kellyville.
That's good news. I think I'd take the yardage here. Started to say might take the down, but we'll move him back.
I would take the yardage.
Yeah.
It's a 10-yard penalty. I think it's a hold against Kellyville.
Well, they only marked off about 8, but yeah, it's supposed to be a 10-yarder.
So now you're looking at about 2nd and 20 from the 26-yard line. Get a shotgun formation for McDougal. And handoff is to Hudgens again, and he'll cross the 25, and that's where he'll stand. As Brandon Phelps there on the stop, along with Jacob Shambles. And also Brandon Timmons there on the stop. So now you're looking at about 3rd and 19 from the 25-yard line. 8:40 to go in the third quarter. 19-12 favor of Kellyville. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
Get a man on Blevins.
Shotgun formation for McDougal. Hand off Blevins. Actually, it's not Blevins this time. It's Keaton the Kid. And gained maybe no yards on the play. But again, good job by Travis Owens in that front four for Doggers.
Now we've got a fourth down. And last time they had this, Kellyville elected to try to field goal, but I think they're probably outside of Peterson's range. This would make it about a 42-yard kick, and he didn't have that kind of leg. So I think we'll see 4th and 17 will be they'll go for it here.
So it'll be 4th and 17 from the 25-yard line. They're going to go for it, and now we got flags all over the place.
Illegal procedure.
And we got a legal procedure against Kellyville.
Well, you know, Kellyville made very few mistakes in the first half, and, you know, maybe they're going to shoot themselves in the feet a little bit. That'll be just all right with me. We'll move them back here and give them
extra long. Yeah, they're going to get to the 9 to have a first and goal.
Yeah, I think that Mexican restaurant we ate, that's closer.
Handoff this time. Actually, play action, and he's set at the 23-yard, at the 43-yard line. It is Kobe Morgan there on the sack. And it's a turnover on downs for Kellyville.
What a great play by Kobe Morgan.
So Dewey is going to take over from their own 40, see if they can respond here after Kellyville tried to go for it on fourth down.
We know somebody for Dewey needed to step up, and Kobe Morgan was just the man to do it.
Here's Timmons, hands it off to Hunter Brewer. He'll sweep to the left, and got a flag on the play, and he might have lost a yard, but we'll check about the flag first, and it may be holding against Dewey.
Hunter needed a block on the corner on the left side and just couldn't get it.
Actually,
no flag, I guess.
Okay, so it's going to be no gain on the play, 2nd and 10 from the 40. And a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons, waiting the signals from the sideline, and head coach Ashley Henley. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. There's a snap by Timmons. Timmons throws to his right, has Kobe Morgan open, caught at the 44-yard line, and a tackle there by Dakota McDougal. Not much gain there for Kobe Morgan, but you're going to now look at 3rd and 6 from the 44-yard line.
Well, this is manageable for the Bulldoggers. We'll see what they pull out of their hat here. Kind of a big play in this early going of the second half, I would say.
6:25 to go in the very fast-paced third quarter here. 19-12 favor of Kellyville. A snap. Timmons looking to pass, has a man open, caught at midfield at the 50-yard line, and guess who?
Jonathan Blackman.
It is Jonathan Blackman on his first catch in more than 3 weeks, and that is enough for a Dogger first down.
And he got just what he needed on that play, went to the sticks, sat down on it, made a nice reception. That's a good veteran player right there, knew where he had to go for the first down and got it at him.
I bet Dewey is so excited to have Jonathan Blackman back on the lineup. Handoff is to Hunter Brewer. Breaks one tackle. Goes to his right to the 40, to the 35, to the 30-yard line. And that's actually Brandon Phelps there on his longest run he's had all season. A gain of 20 and enough for a Dogger first down.
Great hole again as Phelps just exploded through there. He's playing like a man possessed. And the Doggers deep now into territory of the Ponies.
Low snap. Timmons picks it up, throws to his right, incomplete. Kasten Fry was the intended receiver.
I think Fry was out there blocking, thinking another play, different play had been run. And Timmons just doing good to get rid of that, Adam. Heady play.
So it'll be second and 10 from the 30-yard line in Kellyville's territory. Blevins in a shotgun formation. Handoff this time is Phelps. And he'll gain a yard to the 29-yard line. About two Pony players to get him. Keaton Kidd there on the stop. Gain of one, third and nine from the 29-yard line. And clock rolling with 5:25 to go in the third quarter. 19-12 favor of Kellyville. And now Dewey looks like they have three wide receivers this time on the left, one on the right. Lone setback is Hunter Brewer. They're going to give it to Hunter Brewer and sends around to the 30, 25, down at the 24-yard line, about 4 yards short of the first down.
He just kept spinning and gave it great effort. Almost picked up that first down.
So you look at now fourth and four from the 24. They got to get to the 20 for a first down.
Final from Busch Stadium. The Cardinals have won the first game of the National League Divisional Series 4-0. Great start for the Cards.
They play tomorrow afternoon at Busch Stadium for game two. Dewey goes for it. Blevins. And Timmons goes back to pass. He's in trouble. Rolls to his left. Now throws. And the pass is caught at the 9-yard line. What a gutsy play there by Blake Timmons. It looked like that Kobe Morgan there, and now we got a fight on the field as flags fly everywhere.
Didn't need that.
There was a fight at the 9-yard line where the play ended. And just depend on what happens here.
They probably ought to call it both ways. I mean, both kids come up acting like Hanyaks.
The officials will get together here, talk about this. I think the best bet is go offsetting penalties. But who did what?
Exactly. I don't think you know.
Looks like they're pointing against Dewey. Well, let's see about it here. This was after the play was over.
Yeah, great
concentration, though, by Kobe.
And how about Blake extending that play, getting away from the rush, and rolling to his left, and how hard that is for a right-handed quarterback to throw across his body and still see downfield and see Morgan break open. They're still talking about it, Adam. I don't think they've got it worked out yet.
What a heck of a play on fourth and four from the 24-yard line. And
well,
they're still
that.
Talking about it.
Here it is.
After the play is over, personal foul against Dewey.
Yeah. Still going to be first down.
Well, it will be a first down.
And 10.
And the crowd really on its feet right now.
Well, the chains aren't even up across the way. Must be the same guy running the chains that ran the press box for us. Now we're ready.
Well, it ought to be first and goal.
Well,
from
they brought it back after the play, so it ought to be first and 10 from this point. And I think Ashley Henley's going to get a clarification. They brought the chains back up now.
Well, the chains shouldn't really be up because the ball was placed at the 4. They'll spot it at the...
I'm sorry, I thought it was at the 11. You're right, it was...
Or around the 11-yard line.
You're right,
so you're looking at about...
Yeah, maybe we're going to get a clarification on all this.
still kind of confused. I think they're going to spot the ball at the 20, looks like the 23-yard line.
Sometimes we can cheat and look at the scoreboard and tell where the ball is or at this vantage point.
Well, they haven't even figured that out yet.
Yeah, they'll take their shoes off the count. Good grief. Now they're going to give a clarification to Coach over here on the Kellyville sideline.
Well, in either case, it's a first down for Dewey. The penalty occurred after the play was over. There was a lot of pushing and shoving.
Well, it was just a melee. I think one kid came up off the ground and said something to another, and one took offense, and they went after each other. I really was surprised that we wouldn't get offsetting penalties, but, you know, hey, when in Rome, you get done by the Romans.
Here we go, first and 10, now from the 23-yard line. Timmons goes back to pass, and it's incomplete. Kobe Morgan was the intended receiver. It'll be second and 10.
You know, Blake's actually a better passer than I. We've seen him short-arm some balls tonight, but he's a very accurate passer through the course of this season. I don't know if the cold and the damp's bothering him a little bit with the grip of the football, but he's short-armed about a half dozen of those tonight.
Two wide receivers, two on each side on a second and 10 from the 23-yard line. Timmons goes back to pass, and the pass incomplete. Oh. Caston Fry was wide open. If he would have caught that, he would have been in for a touchdown. He was that close. He would have beaten two Pony players, and he would have gotten in.
Yeah, he could have took two steps, rolled a cigarette, and then scored a touchdown. He was so wide
yeah.
open. He just hit him in a bad spot, right in the hands. He wasn't expecting it there, I guess.
So it'll be third down and 10 from the 23-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers this time on the right. Timmons now pass screen is caught by Hunter Brewer to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He's in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers.
Whatever.
Hunter Brewer on a 23-yard screen pass from Blake Timmons, and Dewey down by one, 19-18, pending the extra point.
Great individual effort on that screen pass.
And now Dewey's going to go for two. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Timmons throws to the middle, and he's going to keep it to the 5. He dives in the end zone. Did he go in? Yes, he did. And Dewey takes the lead. Blake Timmons on a two-point conversion, fake the throw, and he goes to his right, and he dives in the end zone for a two-point conversion.
Just caught the pylon.
Timeout on the field, 4:03 to go in the third quarter. Dewey takes the lead for the first time. They lead Kellyville 20-19. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Has taken the lead thanks to a Hunter Brewer 23-yard touchdown pass from Blake Timmons. And Timmons runs it in for a two-point conversion on 11-play, 60-yard drive. And the Doggers lead at 20-19. Doggers lead for the first time. Here's a kick. A high kick. Caught the 17 to the 20, 25, 30, 35. And down at the 41-yard line. And Kobe Williams there on the stop.
We've got a confirmed report from a couple of listeners in the know-what game that Petey Knight's been injured and taken off the field, and I believe to St. Francis Hospital.
Oh, boy.
So we hate that for that young man. He's quite an Ironman player and does a great job. Looks like at about 20 minutes ago, out with a broken leg.
We got a flag on the play and a personal foul against Dewey. I didn't see who did what. But, boy, that's huge.
Yes,
and Kellyville now has an excellent field position from Dogger's 44-yard line.
Second straight Dewey personal foul.
So, first and 10 for Kellyville from Dewey's 44-yard line. McDougal going back to pass, it's caught at the 40, out of bounds at the 37-yard line. And they're on the
Casey
Williams. The reception
Williams.
Was Casey Williams. Matter of fact, last I heard, Nowata was leading Chelsea 19-0. Don't know if either that's halftime or what. Second down and three from the 37-yard line.
205 yards passing.
Throws and a pass underthrown, incomplete, and now a fly comes in. Williams was the intended receiver.
I was just getting ready to say, McDougal's got 205 yards passing on the night. It'll be interesting to see what this is. Illegal man downfield.
Oh, against Kellyville. That's a
5 yards
of loss of down. 5 yard penalty, loss of down.
Well, we played quite a bit of the first quarter penalty free, and now it's just been a plethora of penalties by both teams.
Actually, it's not a loss of down, makes it seven. Second and seven from the 44. Handoff this time is Blevins, and he'll cross the 40 to the 39-yard line. Actually, that is Keaton Kidd there on the handoff. And Brandon Phelps there on the stop. So gain of five will make it third down and two. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. 20-19 favor of Dewey. Shotgun formation for Dakota McDougal. A snap, play action. McDougal rolls to his left. Fires incomplete, overthrew his intended receiver, Carson Blevins.
Good coverage over here by the Bulldoggers. That looked like Brandon Tidwell in the game on the right corner with the coverage. John Blevins did a great job. Incomplete pass.
No question about it that Kellyville will go for it on fourth and nine. Actually, fourth and two from the 39-yard line. Shotgun formation for McDougal. Two wide receivers to the right. A snap. McDougal rolls to his right. Here comes the pressure. McDougal, he's going to be crosses the 35 to the 34, and that should be enough for a pony first down.
Yeah, Kobe Morgan was chasing him from behind and just couldn't quite get him in time. He did bring him down, but not before he got to the stick and got that coveted first down for the ponies.
So they'll spot it at the 35, first and 10 from the 35-yard line. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dewey clinging to a one-point lead, 20-19. Shotgun formation for McDougal. Play action. McDougal rolls to his left, still rolling. Now he'll throw down the field, and the pass broken up. A one-on-one coverage there by Hunter Brewer and the intended receiver, Casey Williams. Casey wanted a flag, won't get it.
No, it wasn't even close. It was great coverage, and Hunter Brewer went up and got into him with his body, which he has a right to do going for the ball and tip the ball away. I think it would have been out of bounds anyway if he caught it, but Hunter had the coverage on him just to make sure.
Second down and 10 from the 35-yard line. That does stop the clock with 2:45 to go in the third quarter.
Keith Kidd have come back in for the ponies there, Adam.
Two wide receivers to the left side. Handoff this time is Kidd, and Kidd barrels his down, crosses the 30, about a five-yard gain, and it'll be third and five for Kellyville from their Dewey's 30-yard line. 25-0 now, no one on shutting out Chelsea. Don't know whether that's, I bet that's still in the second quarter.
Yeah, second quarter, 6 minutes, 25-0, Nowata. So there's, I guess, getting Petey off the field took him quite a bit of time.
Play action. McDougal passes incomplete. Oh,
we caught
pass
it.
Is caught. Oh, my goodness. On a reception there. Brandon Stites there on the reception, his second catch of the night. Boy, he had to make an acrobatic catch there, and I thought it was underthrown. And they'll spot the ball at the 17-yard line, the first and 10, Kellyville, from Dewey 17. Dewey needs to stop right here.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Shotgun formation for McDougal. Play action. McDougal throws to his right, and a pass in the end zone incomplete. Carson Blevins' favorite target was the intended receiver.
Yeah, Blevins has 7 catches on the night, and everybody else has 1 or 2.
So the 2nd and 10 from the 17-yard line.
Saying he's his favorite receiver is like saying strawberry is my favorite ice cream by a large margin.
Yeah. This is the 10th play of the drive for Kellyville, which started from Dewey's 44-yard line. They've had some long drives, but have only come up with 19 points. Handoff is the Kidd, and Kidd and down at the 15-yard line, a gain of 2. Kobe Morgan there on the stop.
Yeah, the interior of that Dogger line all night long has done well. Kids rush the ball 6 times for only 18 yards. They've clogged it up in the middle very well.
They stopped the run very well. It's their passing game that has kind of been
two things.
McDougal
is elusive, and Blevins is very adept at getting open. Even when you think he's covered, he can go up and make a play.
3rd and 8 now from Dewey's 15-yard line. 2 wide receivers to the left. McDougal in the shotgun. Handoff is the Kidd. He runs to the left to the 10-5 in the end zone. Touchdown, Kellyville. Keaton Kidd, his first rushing touchdown tonight. This time 15 yards right down the middle, and Kellyville retakes the lead.
And he just doubled his output of rushing on that one run. They ran that little off tackle where they kind of collapsed on the end of the linebacker and froze him inside, and he cut it back against the middle. Nobody there for the Doggers.
Kellyville will go for 2, under a minute to go here in this third period. McDougal in the shotgun. McDougal now runs to his right, still running. Now he'll throw in the end zone. It is incomplete. Actually, that was intercepted there by Kobe Morgan, but the point after no good. Timeout on the field, 58.6 seconds to go in the third. It's Kellyville 25 and Dewey 20. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country KRIG. That drive for Kellyville was a 44-yard drive. Took 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 plays. On a Keaton Kidd 15-yard run, 25-20 favor of Kellyville. Here's a kick. It's a squiggly kick, and it's down immediately at the 48-yard line. Good job on the protection there for the Doggers. Looks like on that recovery there for the Doggers. Let's see. That was kind of hard to see tonight, but John Langbein there on the recovery.
Yeah, he's an offensive lineman, but he did a good job of getting his paws on the ball and getting down with it. So 1st and 10 Dewey from their own 48.
Blake Timmons back at quarterback. Handoff, Hunter Brewer runs to the middle to the 50, breaks a tackle to the 45, down to the 44, close to a first down.
He almost broke it, Adam.
He is that close, fans, to breaking a tackle there. And it's 2nd and 1 now from Kellyville's 44-yard line. You got to get to the 43 for a first down. Handoff, Blevins. Actually, it's Felt this time. Across the 40 to the 38-yard line, enough for a Dogger first down.
Brandon has run the ball extremely well tonight, Adam.
Yes. First and 10 now from the 43-yard line. Timmons breaks one tackle, still goes to his feet, now throws to his left, has a man open, caught at the 30 to the 25, knocked out of bounds to the 24-yard line. That is Hunter Brewer, I believe.
I think it's Kobe Williams, number 11, Adam.
Yeah, Kobe Williams, my bad, who had the reception enough for a Dogger first down. So they'll spot the ball at the 24-yard line.
What, went about for 11 yards?
Pretty close. 11.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and there was an injured player for Kellyville. He comes out of the field in his own power.
That's Keaton Kidd, the young man who runs the ball so well for the Ponies. Now he'll have to come out, won't he, Adam? With that timeout?
Well, he had an injury timeout for Kellyville.
But I mean, won't he have to come out? He's going right back out on the field.
Well, he should. He has to set out a play. I thought
so too. Maybe get our sideline reporter to give us a confirmation.
First and 10 from Dewey's 24-yard line. Timmons goes back to throw. Pass is caught by Hunter Brewer. Spins around to the 20.
Wow.
He takes punishment at the 20-yard line. And it says, hello, the Keaton kid. And that is the final play of the third quarter. We're through three periods of play. Your score, Kellyville 25 and Dewey 20. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country, 104.9 FM, HD, KRIG, Nowata, Bartlesville. Pass and wide open was Kobe Morgan, and it's incomplete. And it will be second down and 10. Actually, third down.
Third and five.
From the 20-yard line. Underway here in the fourth quarter. 25-20, Kellyville on top of Dewey, but Dewey threatening here on third and five. Handoff, Hunter Brewer breaks one tackle to the 15, to the 10, down with the 9-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down.
Nice play. Hunter Brewer just kind of sidestepped one guy and lunged forward and got the first down.
So first and goal now from the 9. And a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Blake hands it off to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the right to the 7-yard line. So about a 2-yard gain makes it second and goal from the 7. Clock running, 11:20 to go in the game.
Dewey probably in less of a hurry tonight than they've been all night. They're just kind of being very methodical with this
drive.
They're
being patient right now.
Yes, sir.
Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Timmons rolls to his left. Screen pass caught at the 10. 5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Brandon Phelps on a 7-yard pass from Blake Timmons. And Dewey retakes the lead with 11:04 left to go in the game.
What a great game. Either team will say die. How about 3 touchdown passes on the night for Blake?
Incredible. The drive that started from Dewey's 48. Now Dewey will go for a 2-point conversion here. Shotgun formation for Timmons. And it's a bad snap. Timmons picks it up, rolls to his left. Actually, it was a wildcat, and Brewer is knocked out of bounds at the 7. So the 2-point conversion, no good. Timeout on the field, 11:04 to go in the game. Dewey has retaken the lead. They lead Kellyville 26-25. Back after this 30-second break, and you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Yard drive for Dewey to retake the lead on a Brandon Phelps 6-yard touchdown reception from Blake Timmons. The 2-point conversion no good. It's 26-25, Dewey on top. Well, this has turned out to be a very good ball game here between these two squads. Both teams looking for their second win of the year, but more importantly, getting that first district win of the year.
Just a shootout. One back and forth to the other.
7 minutes to go in the third quarter down in Copan. It's Copan leading through 20-6. Speaking of a team trying to get their first win, Copan
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Maybe the Hornets will do
there's
it.
There's a kick by Morgan, a high kick. Caught
kick.
At the 15, fumbles the ball, picks it up at the 20, 25, 30. Sees a hole to the 40, 45 to the 50, and down to Dogger territory at the 47-yard line. Looks like Peyton Kidd
Yeah, Keaton Kidd, a fine running back.
Also, in Bartlesville has retaken the lead. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Muskogee 35 and Bartlesville 21.
Wow.
I mean, excuse me, Bartlesville leads Muskogee 35-21.
Good job, Bruins. Keaton Kidd, he's built like a fire plug. He's 5'8", 190-pound senior, and he's really showed some good speed bringing that back to the Dewey 47-yard line. The defense is going to have to get tough right here. We've got 10:53 to go in the game.
Still plenty of time in this game, but they need to have a defensive stop here. Shotgun formation for McDougal, and it's a reverse, and they're going to go a halfback pass, and the pass is incompleted. That was way underthrown there.
Brandon Tidwell with the coverage. He did a great job. I thought he was going to pick that rascal off. Going deep for Blevins, the intended target. I'm sorry, Casey Williams.
So it'll be second and 10 now from the 47-yard line.
Little end-around pass.
So second and 10 from Dewey's 47-yard line. McDougal in a shotgun formation. Now hand it off to Kidd. And Kidd's not going anywhere. Down at the 47-yard line. Met up by four Dogger players. And the first to get him, Brandon Phelps, was the first one to get him. And it'll be now third and 10 for Kellyville. 10:20 to go in the game. 26-25, Dewey on top of Kellyville. Scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services. McDougal in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left. McDougal now going back to pass, and a pass incomplete through the hands of Carson Blevins, and he took a hit there by Hunter Brewer.
Shot.
Boy, is this man playing well or what?
I tell you what, it's a fun game to watch.
Fourth and 10 now from the 47. Do you punt the ball or do you go for it here?
They're going for it, Adam. Bring it
to the
side.
They're
going to
go for it here. Two wide receivers to the right. Huge play for both teams. McDougal in the shotgun. McDougal rolls to his right. Throws a pass. Overthrown. Incomplete. Williams was the intended receiver, and Dewey will take over on downs, and then a late flag comes in at Kellyville's sideline. We're going to have some extracurricular activity.
I think the Kellyville sideline talked him into a late hit, but he was already in the air going for the ball, and he hit the receiver as
well. That's going to be after the play's over.
God.
Personal foul has to be against Kellyville. It has to be.
I think they're going to call it against us for a late hit out of bounds, Adam. I hope I'm wrong.
No, I think that happened after the play
Good
was
deal.
Over.
Good deal. Halftime from Chelsea, 31-0, Ironman.
Dead ball, personal foul against who? Kellyville.
Good call, Adam.
Yeah, halftime, as you mentioned, you said 31-0?
Yes, sir.
Yep, I got the same thing. Boy, a huge penalty there for Kellyville after the play was over. So Dewey will have the ball. First and 10 from the 39-yard line of Kellyville.
And we're going to have a timeout.
Timeout called by Kellyville. So timeout Kellyville with 9:56 to go in the game. It's Dewey 26 and Kellyville 25.
This may be the first time we've had the ball and the lead in the game.
You're right. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, Arvest Bank, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Ramona Flowers and Dewey, Tri-County Technology Center, Phillips 66, Waters Heating and Air Conditioning, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville. Conclusion of our game tonight, we will have our high school scoreboard show with Jonathan Eastman. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you of week 6 of high school football.
I'll tell you what, that personal foul penalty, the first of the night on Kellyville, moved the ball down to inside the 40 to the 39. That gives the Doggers excellent opportunity to build on this one-point lead they have. been kind of a fun game.
This has been a fun game. Doggers now have two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Brandon Timmons, or Blake Phelps in motion. We got a flag on the play. It'll be false start against Dewey.
Must have lined up wrong.
So it'll be first and 15 from the 44 for Dewey. Phelps in motion. Hand off Hunter Brewer. Actually, quarterback keeper Timmons. Rosas left to the 40, to the 30. Knocked out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down. So a good move there by Blake Timmons.
That's a 24-yard run. He's got some speed.
So they'll spot the ball at the 20-yard line. About a 24-yard gain. First and 10 from the 20 in Kellyville's territory. Handoff. This on Hunter Brewer. Sweeps to the left to the 20. Knocked out of bounds at the 18.
Just couldn't quite get as much of the corner as he wanted on that one, Adam.
So it'll be second and 7 now from the 17-yard line. It does stop the clock with 9:44 to go in the game. 26-25 favor of Dewey. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Handoff. Actually a play action. Timmons throws and a pass way overthrown, incomplete.
Two flags.
And a flag on the play. One at the 14-yard line and one at the 10.
Had a man open, just couldn't get the ball to him. Illegal man downfield.
Illegal man downfield against Dewey. It'll be a 5-yard penalty.
I think that's their second ineligible receiver of the night. They've got 6 penalties, 50 yards in the game so far, Adam.
That'll make it second down and 12 from the 22-yard line. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 on the left. Timmons, delay handoff. Brewer has it. Runs to the left of the 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 22-yard run to the left side. He leaped over a Pony player, and Dewey increases their lead 32-25.
I thought a late hit well into the end zone, but they chose not to call that. Hunter gets up, tosses the ball to the official, never says a word, and goes back and does his thing. What a great athlete. How much fun is he to watch on that draw play?
Oh, unbelievable. I believe that's his first rushing touchdown tonight. Am I right?
You would be correct, as usual.
Oh, wow. And for the year, there's a whole bunch. My papers are all curled up, so.
Yeah, ring them out, too.
Yeah. Dewey goes for 2 and all the bad snap. Well, it doesn't matter because the point after is no good. Timeout on the field. 9:30 to go in the game. And Dewey with a 8-point lead. No, excuse me, a 7-point lead, 32-25. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Boop, there it is. I thought you knew.
Boop, there it is. Boop, there it is.
Well, it took 5 plays, 39 yards, as Dewey increases their lead by 7, 32-25. And Hunter, Kobe Morgan to kick things off from the 40. As a wobbly kick goes out of bounds.
I think they called that from the press box, Adam. I think they wanted him to do that to keep Keaton Kidd from bringing it back.
Actually, we've heard had a couple of confirmations. We were talking about one of the Ironman players.
Petey Knight, yes.
Was it Petey Knight?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Broken leg and dislocated elbow, I believe. I can't remember now.
Well, that's not good for Nolwata fans to hear that.
They marked that at the 41.
Huh. going to put the ball the 41 yards. This shouldn't be right. Should be at the 40. Should be at the 40, and that's what I'm going to put it there. They put it on the wrong spot. Kellyville has it first and 10 from the 40. Handoff is to Peyton Kidd, and he breaks one tackle to the 50, to the 45, breaks another tackle to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kellyville. Are you kidding me? Keaton Kidd on a 60-yard run to the right side, and just like that, Kellyville down within one. And that, my friends, if you were here tonight, was poor tackling by the Dewey defenders.
Oh, several doggers had a chance to bring him down, and Shoal had a chance there at the very end. And Keaton just stuck his stiff arm right in his face and said, "Get away from me," and took it on in. Very important extra point here, Adam.
So they will attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way. That's no good. Timeout on the field. 9:14 to go in the game. It's Dewey 32 and Kellyville 31. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
There's only one way. There's only one way.
Well, what a response there for Kellyville on one play. Keaton Kidd, a 60-yard run. But Dewey clinging to a one-point lead, 32-31. Here's a kick caught at the 39. So Dewey, with 9:13 to go in the game, has the ball up by one, 32-31. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
Phones are going crazy. People trying to update us. Hunter Brewer.
Hunter Brewer has the ball. Runs in the middle to the 45, 50, 45. Knocked down to the 39-yard line in Kellyville's territory. Enough for a Dogger first down. What a response there by Hunter Brewer.
How about 120 yards rushing on 13 carries for Hunter Brewer? Phenomenal athlete.
And a handoff is Phelps. Phelps turns, spins around, dances to the 40 to the 36-yard line. So the second down, about 8 on the play from the 37-yard line. Shotgun formation for Hunter, for Blake Timmons. Dewey has three wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Handoff, Hunter Brewer runs to the right, to the 35, to the 30. Breaks one tackle, knocked out of bounds at the 26-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down. I'll tell you what, Hunter Brewer has come to play in the second half.
Yes, sir, he has. He's not going to be denied. He almost smells that goal line when he gets that ball in his hand, Adam.
Clock stops with 8:21 to go the fourth quarter. Timeout called by Kellyville.
I think that's their second, Adam.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They don't put them on the scoreboard here, so.
Well, they haven't put down on the yardage either.
Oh, I know. And I think I heard banjos when we drove in. Dueling banjos.
Yeah, we've still been getting texts about the don't want a player that was hurt, apparently was taken off. We can tell you we've had some confirmation it was Petey Knight.
Well, sad thing for that Ironman. He's a good young man and a great player for the Ironman defense and plays tight end on the offense. Just moved there this year to tight end and looks like he's going to.
And at halftime down to Chelsea, it is Nowata leading Chelsea 31-0. Tell you what, Petey Knight was a huge factor in that playoff series last season for Nowata. And if he's done for the year, if what we heard is true, That's going to be a tough blow. First and 10 from the 25-yard line for Dewey from the Kellyville's 25. Handoff, Brandon Phelps. And handoff this to Phelps, runs to the left and gains 4 to the 21-yard line. Whole slew of Pony players there to make the stop.
I tell you what, Phelps has just gotten better and better on his carries tonight.
He sure has.
Running with his head up and looking for daylight, making the right choices, good cut, and a nice spin move at the end.
Second and 6 from the 21. Handoff, Hunter Brewer runs to the right, crosses the 20, down to the 16-yard line.
How many times have we said Hunter Brewer over 100 yards on the night?
Oh, many. If this pace holds up for Hunter Brewer, he'll gain 1,000. He came in tonight with 583 yards. Handoff on a 3rd and 1. Actually, quarterback keeper is Blake Timmons, and he'll cross the 10 down the 5-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down.
What a nice run, and the coach is up here telling him, hurry, get back to the line of scrimmage. Run another play.
Boy, what a wild game we have here tonight in Kellyville, Oklahoma. Dewey knocking on Kellyville's door again. First and goal from the 5. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Handoff is to Brandon Phelps.
He'll
run it in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Brandon Phelps on a 5-yard run. That's his second rushing touchdown tonight. And Dewey increases their lead.
Wow. Just a great play. Good read option there. Hand it to the right guy, and he runs it into the end zone for 6.
Probably his best game he has had all year, Brandon Phelps, on a 5-yard run.
Now Dewey's employed that swinging gate formation they do on extra points sometimes. We've got
Dewey's up by 7.
Got 6 guys to the left.
And they're going to – Williams keeps it. And Ryan Williams, he's going to run it in. Did he get 2-point conversion? He did. Colby Williams on a 2-point conversion run right down the middle. And Dewey now increases their lead to 9, 40-31. Timeout on the field, 7:12 to go in the game. It's Dewey 40 and Kellyville 31. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Dewey, I can't add because my mind is being
frostbitten.
No, not frostbitten. Dewbitten. On a 7-play, 61-yard drive. Of course, we're outside tonight. Good grief,
Charlie Brown. 5-yard, great 5-yard touchdown run by Phelps. Extra 2 by Williams, and now we're set for Kobe Morgan to kick it off.
Like you said, Brandon Phelps, his second rushing touchdown of the night. Here's Kobe Morgan's kick. And it's caught at the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Has a hold to the 35, to the 41-yard line. So a pretty good field position there for Kellyville, down by 9 from their own 41-yard line. At the end of the third quarter, it's Copan 36, Prue 6.
Go Hornets.
Thanks to Clint Hallett for giving us that score. So 7:05 to go in the game. Kellyville has the ball down 40-31.
Yeah, it's a two-score situation now. They've got to go down and score and get the ball back, and we're 7:05. Of course, plenty of time to do that, but I'd like to see Dewey at least make them have a sustained drive and eat up some of that clock on this first go-around.
And a shotgun formation for McDougal. Handoff is to Kidd. Kidd dances to the right to the 40 to the 43-yard line, and looks like that Dewey was, looks like Blake Scholl there on the stop.
You know, both of these Pony runners kind of emulate the other. They're just kind of straight ahead, nothing fancy runners, and they got an extra gear when they get outside.
And a timeout going to be called by Dewey. They were a little bit confused. So Dewey calls their first of 3 timeouts. with 6:37 to go in the game. 40-31 favor of Dewey. And coming up at the conclusion of our broadcast, we will have our high school school board show with Jonathan Eastman back in Bartlesville. He'll give us all the scores and highlights for you here at week 6 of high school football. We appreciate everybody listening to us on the radio, 104.9 FM K-Rig, and also online, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Be sure to join us on Friday evenings between 5 and 6 on Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM and 100.1 FM HD2 for Green Country Kickoff Show. Yours truly and Evan Farbach previewing upcoming games around the area.
We might let fans know that we'll be on the air Thursday night next week.
Yeah, we'll have a Thursday night game in 6 days from now. This will be not too far from here in Tulsa as the Dewey Bulldoggers will take on Lincoln Christian. Second and 7 now from Kellyville's 44-yard line. Play action. McDougal rolls to his left. Now he'll throw it long. And the pass is intercepted. It is intercepted there at the 24-yard line. And it is Hunter Brewer on the pickoff.
That's just what we needed right there, Adam. Get the ball back. Now we can kind of milk the clock just a little bit.
Yeah, if this is an opportunity for Dewey to be a little conservative,
yes, sir.
I think this is the time to do it. Up 2 scores, up 9, 40-31. You have the ball in the 24-yard line.
Ground and pound.
Handoff is to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the right, across the 25, down at the 29-yard line. And now we got a late flag on the play. Probably a late hit against Kellyville.
I'd say it's a little chippy out there.
It's getting a little chippy. Dead ball, personal foul against Kellyville. So they give Dewey an extra 15 yards and a first down. Say, if Dewey holds on and wins this game, I think it's an impressive win for the Doggers.
Yes, sir. Just what they needed.
Simmons in a shotgun formation. Handed off this time. Brandon Phelps runs in the middle to the 45 and down in Kellyville territory at the 43. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Doggers.
Seventy yards rushing for Phelps on the night.
Play action and now delayed handoff to Hunter Brewer, and Brewer's going to lose some yardage. They're going to spot it right at the 49-yard line. A loss of 6. It'll make it 2nd and 16. The delayed handoff was a little bit late developing there, but with 5.5 to go in the game, you afford to do that. So it'll be 2nd down and 16 from the 49 in Kellyville's territory. Shotgun formation, handoff, Hunter Brewer. And Brewer not going to gain much there.
Maybe back to the line. Yeah.
Back to the 49-yard line. And official stoppage of play there. One of the Doggers is actually, we have a flag on the play. That's a 46.
Oh, looky there.
Oh, personal foul face mask against Kellyville. Right now, Kellyville's shooting themselves in the foot.
Yes, they are. That's 95 yards in penalties. 3 straight personal fouls been called against them.
So that'll make it 1st and 10 from the 34-yard line. Oops, and it's going to be offsides against Kellyville. Crossing too soon there was Keaton Kidd.
Yeah, I think they've got Kellyville's number now. Got him a little rattled.
Be 1st and 5 from the 29-yard line. 5 minutes to go in the game. Handoff, Brandon Phelps runs to the middle to the 25, spins around to the 20-yard line. He's very close for the first down. very close. And it's going to be, should be a first down. That's going to be second and three.
You notice they never moved the ball marker after that
they
last
did
penalty.
Not. Oh, my gosh.
They did that time, though.
And quarterback keeper, actually, Hunter Brewer keeps it. He'll run it all the way to the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Boy, it faked this out as well. Hunter Brewer on a 23-yard run right down the middle. That should be the final nail to the coffin for Kellyville. How about that, fans? Hunter Brewer having a huge night tonight.
19 carries, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns. Just another day at the office for that young man.
Sure is. Dewey will go for 2. They're going to go again, a shotgun formation, 3 wide receivers. Timmons, pass, intercepted. And the point after, no good. So timeout on the field, 4:31 to go in the game. It's Dewey 46 and Kellyville 31. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Then 7 plays, 76-yard drive for Dewey on a Hunter Brewer 23-yard run. I'll give water to the coaches upstairs.
And we're going to try to get them to build us a fire here in a minute.
We're having a lot of fun here, and so is Dewey, as they're looking for their second win of the year, leading Kellyville 46-31. Turned out to be a wild game here.
Just puts them right in the thick of the district race, too, with a victory.
Kobe Morgan will kick things off the high kick. And caught at the 25, to the 30, 35, 40, 45, down at the 50. Oh, he's still around the seat. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, tripped up at the 3-yard line.
Wow.
Keaton Kidd on a huge, has to be at least an 80-yard kickoff return, but down at the 3-yard line in Dewey's territory.
Each team just keeps coming back. Neither one will go away.
So first and goal from Dewey's 3.
What a phenomenal effort.
Actually, they'll spot that at the 5. So first and goal for Kellyville, who won't go away.
Quietly, anyway.
Yeah, quietly. McDougal in the shotgun formation. 4:17 to go in the game. Now they got 2 wide receivers to the right. The snap, McDougal throws to the middle, and it's incomplete. And now a late flag on the play.
Adam, I think they're going to call pass interference, but Kobe Morgan stepped in front and almost intercepted the ball. I don't see any pass interference.
I don't either.
But this is what we're going to get.
Pass interference against Dewey. Half the distance will be first and goal.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. That's horrible.
I didn't see any pass interference, did you?
Oh, there. No, he stepped in front of the ball and almost intercepted it. How can that be pass interference?
They'll spot the ball as a 4. So
terrible.
First and goal is a 4. Only a 1-yard penalty. Half the distance. Shotgun formation for McDougal. McDougal now looking to pass. Still looking. And he is going to be sacked at the 9-yard line.
Did the ball come out? No, I'm sorry.
And I think, who ended up getting him? Looks like Owens on the play.
6-yard loss. That was great. Great coverage and an excellent effort to get him down on the ground. He's very elusive.
Second and goal from the 10. Clock rolling with 3:45 to go in the game. 46-31. Favor of the Doggers. McDougal on a shotgun formation. 2 wide receivers to the right. Handoff is to Kidd. And Kidd to the 9 to the 8-yard line. Met up by a whole slew of Dogger players.
They didn't move that box much, did they? In fact, that kind of put it right back in the same hole, it looks like. No gain.
Actually, yeah, no gain. You're right. Third and goal from the 10. Actually, that last play there was Jacob Shambles for the Doggers. Third and goal from the 9.
How about this Dogger defense right here? Adam rearing its head up now.
Yeah, I think they're playing well. And quarterback keeper McDougal to the 5, tripped up at the 4. So going to now look at fourth and goal from the 4. No question, Kellyville will go for it.
2:39 and counting in the ball game, and they're down to one timeout, so they can't call one here. I mean, they could, but they'd be a waste.
Yeah, in case they don't make the end zone, you got to have at least that one timeout when you play defense. Two wide receivers to the left. Huge defensive play here for Dewey if they can't. Shotgun formation for McDougal. Handoff is to Cannon. He'll stuff him at the 5-yard line. That's Brandon Phelps on the stop.
And Jacob Shambles
and
there around his leg. That's
Jacob
play.
Shambles again along with that stop. And Dewey will take over on downs.
Wow. That was huge, Adam. That might be the defensive stand that saves Dewey's season right there.
Well, they're going to spot the ball at the 4. It'll be 1st and 10 from Dewey's 4-yard line.
2:13 to play.
Timmons in a shotgun formation. Handoff. It's a Hunter Brewer. Runs to the right, to the 5. Cross the 5 to the 6. With 2:05 and counting here in this ball game.
Yeah, 140 yards rushing for Hunter Brewer on the night.
A receiver on each end for Dewey on 2nd and 8 from the 6.
And Dewey doing the wise thing. They're not getting any hurry now. They're just going to let the play clock run down. That's good coaching from the sideline from Coach Henley. Blake Timmons, very intelligent quarterback back there.
Handoff is 100 Brewer. Runs to the right to the 10 and down at the 12-yard line.
Brandon Phelps with another tough run on the night.
Actually, it was Brandon Phelps. My bad. Still short of the first down. 3rd and 2 now for the Doggers. From the 12-yard line. Clock rolling now with 1 minute to go in the game.
They get this first down, it's all over but the shouting, I'm afraid. They're just going to let the clock run down here. 10 on the play clock.
Timmons in a shotgun formation. Handoff.
Oh, no.
The ball's loose. Boy, a miscommunication there. And now timeout called by Kellyville. With 44.7 seconds to go. A loss of 2. They'll make it 4th and 4. Actually, it'll be 4th and 5 from the 9-yard line. So Kellyville has called their final timeout with 44.7 seconds to go. 46-31, favor of Dewey. It has been a wild game here tonight.
I think this would qualify for a Donnybrook.
Something like that.
Or a melee. Of course, we're up here with the Dewey coaches. We can hear them telling the coaches on the sideline to bring the wings up closer. In other words, the guys that are on the outside of the line on the punt blocking, try to scoot up the line of scrimmage, get a quicker block on the guys that are trying to come across and block the punt. So they're assuming that Ponies are going to try a punt block here, which is kind of obvious. And they're going to send McDougal back deep to receive, but the front 10 are probably going to put on a pretty heavy rush here and try to get to this punter.
Keep in mind, Kellyville led 19-12 at halftime, but what a second-half performance here by the Doggers. Probably the best performance I've seen them play all year. I think despite the Pawhuska win a few weeks ago, this has been impressive. There's a snap. Morgan gets off a nice kick.
Oh, good. Hit the ground. That's great.
And that's going to, well, not be a deep kick, but it'll be down at the 42-yard line.
No, McDougal did not get a chance to return that ball and advance it into further Dewey territory. So 35.1 seconds to play.
Well, you know, right now it's kind of mathematically impossible for Kellyville to try to come back in this game.
Oh, now I wouldn't say that.
46-31.
One long pass here, touchdown, onside kick, get it back, two long passes. It could happen. Improbable.
That'd be
not,
like a video game.
Improbable, but not impossible.
That's like a video game.
Exactly.
Almost.
Hey, take it to the guy with the square button.
Yeah.
There we go. X, X, X.
All right, let's see what Dakota McDougal and company has in mind on first and 10 from Dewey's 42. McDougal goes back to pass, throws to his right, and the pass incomplete. There was some.
Yeah, they tangled up each other's feet.
Tangled up there, but it was accidental contact. Incomplete will be second and 10. Hey, I'd like to compliment the Dewey band out here tonight, getting the fans out of Dewey something to cheer about here tonight.
Put on a nice halftime show, too, while we were away.
Absolutely. So second and 10 now from Dewey's 42-yard line. Kellyville has the ball, 29.2 seconds to go, 46-31 Dewey. McDougal in a shotgun formation. He'll go back to pass, throws to his right. It's caught at the 35, down immediately at the 35. Good job there by, not sure who got the tackle there for Dewey. He looked like Caston Fry there on the stop. And timeout has been called.
I think that was Hughes. Was that Hughes on the reception?
Yes. And it's a final at a Copan. Copan has defeated Prue 36-6.
Hornets get victory number one.
Absolutely. Congratulations to those guys. Had the opportunity. It was their homecoming, by the way.
You know,
had the chance to interview the homecoming royalty a couple of weeks ago, and great kids over there.
I don't know. They allowed Kellyville to come to the sideline, but Kellyville didn't have a timeout. They got him back out there, but it stopped the clock.
Third and four from the 35. McDougal going back to pass. Breaks one tackle. And still scampering around. Goes to his right. Throws the ball. And the pass is incomplete. And time has expired, and the Dewey Bulldoggers have beaten Kellyville by the score of 46-31. 46-31. Dewey defeats Kellyville. We'll come back. We'll wrap this game up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bulldoggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.